A horrific car fire in a Brisbane suburb today has left three children dead, their mother in hospital with critical injuries, and a city stunned. In an apparent act of family violence, it's alleged Rowan Baxter, a former NRL player who also died in the fire, set the car alight. The details we have are distressing, so just a warning on that. Here's Rachel Mealy in Brisbane.
I'm standing on Raven Street in Camp Hill. It's a suburb in Brisbane, which is about a 20-minute drive south of the CBD. As I look down the street, I can see a police tent that's been erected over the burnt-out car. A fire engine is parked beside the tent, and firemen and women and police officers are surrounding the scene. Some of them are in those blue hazmat suits. There's police tape around what I think is the family's home and another car. Neighbours are coming out of their houses every now and then. Some are sharing the horrific tale of what unfolded here this morning.
My first scene was a lady on, you know, under a hose with skin falling off her body. You know, now we're finding out children. It's talked about a male perpetrator, three children in a car. You know, an act of cruelty, which is incredibly terrible. And it's just the nice people in the street went to help. People have been hurt emotionally and physically by what's happened. And the poor old police and ambos and fireys are all impacted as well by such a terrible tragedy. You know, it's just absolutely awful.
So did you hear the screams and come out of your house?
Oh, I heard some sort of, I thought it was a smoke alarm or something at first, and then I came out and I saw neighbours and a hose. A very kind lady had the hose over the female that was in the vehicle. We believe she was in the vehicle. And again, you know, her activewear had been burnt off, and her skin was, you know, was hanging off her body. And it's just horrific for those that have seen it. And you know, there's grandparents, no doubt, and friends and family and childcare providers that are all going to be touched by this. And, you know, it's just awful. There's no rhyme or reason for such a thing to happen, you know. It's just terribly sad. Sad day for Camp Hill and Brisbane.
Neighbours rushed to the burning car to help. One man who tried to open the doors of the car suffered burns to his face and is recovering in hospital. Detective Inspector Mark Thompson says police arrived to a distressing scene.
Look, we've all got different experiences in life and at work. I've seen some horrific scenes. This is up there with some of the best of them. It's a terrible scene. And like I said, we've got three deceased children, a deceased adult male and a critically injured female. Terrible thing to be presented with, but we'll work through it.
As the news of what had happened spread, this woman arrived at the scene to lay flowers.
It is just absolutely tragic that we can live in a country as beautiful as we do, surrounded by these, you know, multi-million dollar homes. Just such a stunning part of our city. I love Brisbane. And yet these things can be happening right in front of us, you know. And I just think it's a call to everyone, every neighbour, every friend, every colleague at work. What are we doing to support people in this situation? Because it's not okay for this to keep happening.
Brisbane resident Jemima Black, Rachel Mealy, our reporter in Brisbane.